Good morning. This is Trevor Hurst, Placid Islands of Ignorance podcast. I am out. Whoa. In the woods. It's 8 a.m. Had coffee, and I decided to go for a little walk. I live in the woods, right? It's gorgeous out this morning. I love fall. I'm kind of half-heartedly looking for chanterelle mushrooms and wholeheartedly recording this podcast. What the hell? I haven't been on this edge of my property for a while. Somebody put a metal folding chair out here. And there's a discarded plastic tarp. What? This is fucked up. I'm not actually on my land right now. I'm about 5 feet from the edge of my property. And this stuff is all on my neighbor's land. Who knows what he gets up to and his grandkids. He's an old man with wild children and even wilder grandchildren. I hear them screaming in the night every once in a while. They're, I don't know, playing tag or fucking murdering each other. I can't tell which one it is. But yeah, there's a metal folding chair out here. Looks like it's been out here for ages, but I guess I haven't been out on this edge of my property in, God, probably a year. So, I love the fall. I love autumn. It's my favorite time of year. Favorite time of year to be in the woods. Especially yesterday it kind of rained off and on, so you know how that makes your woods, the darks are darker and the greens are more vibrant because it's a contrast. It's just amazing. I love it. I got my old dog Steve out here with me. He's tromping around. And I see a lot of mushrooms, but I do not see any chanterelles. The makeup of my forest is a lot of Norway pine and birch. The soil is sandy with a lot of pine needles making it acidic. And I thought that was prime for chanterelles, but apparently I'm wrong. Or maybe I'm just not blessed with that delicious edible mushroom. But it never hurts to look. It's got plenty of other mushrooms out here, but I don't just eat any damn thing I find growing on the ground. even if I think it might be edible, I always err on the side of nah. That's why God invented supermarkets, you know. But I know what a chanterelle looks like, and I know what a morel looks like, and I find those in the spring and the chanterelles. Well, that's what I find now, although the chanterelle season might be over. I've seen Facebook postings of people who have found quite a few of those. But I wanted to tell you about the DCC game last night. It went really well. I was full of trepidation for having been so ready to run Call of Cthulhu, you know, and to have to switch my gears to run DCC. It would be easier for me if we just ran BX D&D, because I don't need a rule book to run that really at all. I can just run that game, you know. I know it so well. But Dungeon Crawl Classics, with all of its fucking patrons and random spell effects, like you have to always refer back to the book, and at any time shit can derail because of a god's disapproval or something, you know. And I God, fucking A. Okay, here's the party is made up of, I've got two elves, and two elves and a halfling, a human wizard and a human cleric. Yeah, there's no fucking fighters other than the halfling. He's the tank, right? And he's a halfling. Oh, wow. Oh, there's some really weird... I should get a mushroom book and find out what the hell that is. It looks like a brain growing out of the ground out here. So anyway, that's the makeup of my party, and they've all got a flipping patron. So we got the elf, and for some reason the wizard. The one elf and the human wizard, they are both have patrons with the king of Elfland. And then the other elf is patron is the three fates. The halfling, thank God, is unaffiliated with any sort of deity. And then you've got the cleric, played by my daughter, who every character is neutral, except for my daughter, who's playing a chaotic cleric, worshiper of Bast. She wanted Bast because she likes mythology. I'm like, yeah, okay. So I kind of had to invent a patron for her. And then I had to remember what the hell I decided Bast was all about. And fucking, that was actually easier than remembering what the hell the King of Elfland was and what forest walking, you know? There's so much crap to try to remember. And for each character, oh my God. But anyway, it went all right. I was able to improvise and come up with stuff. And now nobody could really remember from 4 months ago, the last time we played. Nobody could really remember what the hell their characters were doing or what their quest was. So all they knew is they left off in this tunnel, which I decided was circular, made of highly polished black obsidian. And it went on for miles through this mountain, just a straight shot, as far as they could tell. And by their torchlight reflecting on the black mirrored surface of this tunnel, that was rather disorientating. And then the echoing would echo back on itself to form just this constant cacophony of, echo, which started driving them mad. There was some infighting between the characters because I had them make saving throws based upon their personality. And if they failed, they might run or fight or do different things. And some people went running and screaming down the corridor. Some people just stood there screaming. Some people tried to fight each other. And my daughter's character crit failed, and so that echoing cacophony all of a sudden started to sound like the voice of a god, and in her case, Bast, who, as she was trying to light a torch, decided that that was the first part of the ritual for a sacrifice to Bast to make the fucking madness stop. What the hell? I just found a bright purple mushroom. Holy cow. I have never seen this. Steve, back up. Back up. Steve's the dog. I've never seen this. Ever. Ow. Dang. What the hell? I wonder if this is one of those psilocybin mushrooms. Honestly, I've never seen that before. Well, I'm just going to finish this podcast and take a picture of it. Oh, there's another one. Oh my gosh. What the hell is going on in my woods here? Bright purple mushrooms. How bizarre. So anyway, she tried to sacrifice the halfling and they did a little bit of fighting, but eventually they all made it through the tunnel to the end where my wife, she plays the wizard, the human wizard who, I don't know about her character, but her, she, my wife, can always be counted on. If you put a lever or a switch or something in the dungeon, she's the one to pull it. She cannot resist a lever. And that's what she came across at the end of the tunnel. Nothing but a lever, which she pulled. The floor opened up and the floor opened beneath them and they hurtled down the tunnel like water park slide style. And it spit them out gently at the foot of the mountain. Then they tried to forage for food. Ava said, oh, I'm not going to do that. That's my daughter. Her cleric decided to just call upon Bast to create the food of the gods, which she then rolled another one, another critical failure, and got disapproval. So now she cannot use her spells until she goes out and kills, hunts, and eats something. Because obviously Bast, being god of cats, cats are hunters. Ava's character did not even attempt to hunt. She just turned right to the god, and Bast took offense to it and thought she must learn to hunt. So Ava cannot use her spells until she hunts something down successfully, kills it, and eats it. They did succeed finally in hunting down a small deer, and when they were bringing it back to the camp to cook it up, wyvern or rarin or whatever, and one of those dragons with the scorpion tails, come down out of the mountains, snatched up their deer, and made off with it. They got a few licks in, and it stabbed my wife's wizard with its poisonous tail, and she made her saving throw and did not die. And then after that, they decided to head north, because all they knew is they could remember that they needed to go north. Oh my god, I just found three more of those purple mushrooms. So they headed north until they made it to Bogtown. And then I was making shit up on the fly, man. It was so much fun. I just got somebody on some Facebook group was selling their Ready Ref sheets from 1970s Judges Guild. And I busted that thing out and rolled on the encounter table for being in the city. They had a special encounter with a hypnotist. So at the Toasty Troll Tavern, there was a hypnotist, stage hypnotist performing, who asked for volunteers, and my daughter, of course, volunteered. She got hypnotized, and he said he was going to make her more beautiful. So she was all about that. And he hypnotized her, and he bet the audience, you know, like just through the power of the mind, he could make this poor wretched girl much more beautiful and alluring, and everyone took that bet because they didn't think he was going to be able to do that. And what he did was he hypnotized her and told her to run outside of the tavern and jump in the river and take a bath, because all of the characters are in pretty sad shape after all the tromping through dungeons that they've been doing. So yeah, they did that, and they also met some contacts, and I laid the seeds and foundations for next week's session, where they will continue on. I think they're going to try to make it to Helix to give that bottle of Brandolin Red to the wizard to find out the location of Gygar's tomb. They were able to piece it together. Oh, and I don't know if I mentioned, but I used the black obsidian tunnel as a mind scrambler, so they could, the fact that they didn't remember what the hell their quest was all of a sudden became an exercise in role-playing, because I didn't really remind them. I was like, yeah, whatever you can piece together, your brains are scrambled from going through that fucking black obsidian tunnel, which drove you to the brink of madness. So now they only have the few notes that they've written on their character sheets from the last time we played 4 months ago to go on as to what the hell the motivations of their characters were. And if they just kind of abandon everything we were working towards before and head off in new directions, we're playing in Bogtown, Helix, and Iron Garden Mott, which are the main cities in the Barrow Maze campaign. And there is a whole necropolis dungeon waiting for characters to explore it. And if they just end up in there, that would be fine with me. Or if they want to go on and remember what they did, that's fine too. I don't care. Hell, it's all great. It's all good. Anyway, that's all for now. I think that sums it up. I'm going to try to figure out what the hell these purple mushrooms are. And yeah, if you care, I'll tell you about it next time on the Placid Islands of Ignorance. Sit. Stay. Bye.